Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, in-depth team coverage on that high-rise fire and the aftermath over on the west side. Now an L.A. City councilman wants to push for fire sprinkler systems in older buildings because they weren't in that building at Barrington Plaza. It's got the latest live from the scene. KNX 1070's John Barron.
L.A. City Councilman Mike Bonin says he's going to introduce a proposal to require the sprinklers. The words he used when he talked to the L.A. Times. He says he's going to push to mandate the damn sprinklers. The loophole in the law means that L.A. buildings that were constructed between 1943 and 1974 don't have to have fire sprinkler systems. This building, though, had already been through a serious fire back in 2013, and it was deja vu yesterday when flames broke out. One woman told me she and her roommate had to get their dog and get out in a hurry.
She was getting calls and text messages from people across the street saying, you need to get out of your building now. There's a fire, but there was no fire alarm or anything, and we don't have a sprinkler system.
A spokesman for the owners of the high-rise issued a statement last night saying their priority is the safety and well-being of the residents, that they'll work with the L.A. Fire Department and local authorities, and the company said it had reserved hotel rooms for people who were displaced by the fire. Live on the west side, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Some residents could get back in today.
Because elevators in the fire safety system were not operational last night, with the exception of a few people who were escorted inside to get medicine and critical items, the Barrington Plaza was totally vacated. L.A. Fire Department Captain Eric Scott says for now the cause of the fire has not been officially determined, even though arson investigators spent 8 hours in the gutted apartments where the fire began, and specialized search dogs were brought in to check the area.
We did bring in our arson accelerant canine detection dog, and that is part of the investigation, and we do not have the results yet.
Officials were able to say with certainty that a fire at a nearby building that happened before the high-rise fire started were not related. That earlier fire was the result of an accident with a welding torch. At Barrington and Wilshire, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070.
Supporters said SB 50 would add needed housing in California. Critics said it could destroy neighborhoods. And while it is down at the state capitol, it is not out. Let's get the latest live from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, if this becomes law, it's Senate Bill 50. You probably heard about it before. It would take away the ability of many cities to ban construction of mid-rise apartments and those buildings, those fourplexes, as long as they're being built near mass transit stations. Now, it is backed by Democrat San Francisco Senator Scott Wiener. He wants more housing near rail, near buses, arguing it would mean fewer cars in California and an easier way to get to work for so many people.
When you can only build single-family homes, that's a ban on affordable housing because you have to have multi-unit to have low-income housing. So what we're doing is opening up an enormous amount of land for affordable housing and apartment buildings.
That senator speaking to KPIX in San Francisco. A lot of lawmakers, though, including some Democrats, say this is a power grab, takes away too much local zoning control from cities. The state Senate set to reconsider this one more time today in a final attempt to get it passed. Back to you.
Completely devastated. Those are the words of Vanessa Bryant. She made her first public comments about the death of her husband, Kobe, and their 13-year-old daughter, Gigi. Died Sunday, as you know, along with seven other people in that helicopter crash in Calabasas. She posted on Instagram that she and her girls, quote, want to thank the millions of people who have shown support and love during this horrific time. And, quote, there aren't enough words to describe our pain right now. She added that the Mamba on 3 Fund's been established to support the Team Mamba family and those affected by the tragedy. And you can find out more by going to mambaon3.org.
A tribute to Kobe is emerging this morning in the Fairfax District.
The mural on 1st and La Brea stands about 20 feet high and 50 feet wide. It will show Kobe, his daughter, and it will represent many of his accomplishments on and off the court.
There's no profit, and we're really just doing it, you know, of the people, by the people, for the people, or in this case, for Kobe.
The lead artist is Levi Ponce.
You know, my job is kind of to take all these different skill sets, all these different visuals, sort of sounds, you can call them, and kind of put it together like a band to get a cohesive piece of workout for the community to enjoy.
The Kobe Bryant mural should be finished by the end of the weekend. In the Fairfax District, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You can see it on our website, KNX1070.com.
Tribute paid this morning to two of the victims of the crash, Sarah Chester of Newport Beach and her 13-year-old daughter, Peyton. The former principal at Harborview Elementary School, which Peyton attended with her brothers, telling CNN the two were part of a dream family.
They just had the biggest hearts, and they were so supportive and so encouraging. And not just to me, but to our entire school community, to other students. They brought so much joy to that campus, and they did it with just a lot of humor and just a lot of fun.
The Chester family issued a statement after the crash, saying that Sarah Chester was the glue of the family.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.